fading star. A million galaxies away from Hollywood or Kandahar. These tiny pieces of creation traveling at the speed of light. Becoming particles of wonder.
You have enjoyed the sounds of Mary Fall live at the Mauch Chunk Opera House. It is time now for the Motor Live Drive at 5 on WHFR, Dearborn. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a special treat. Indeed, indeed, some friends of ours are back, and we are so privileged to have them amongst us. So glad to call them friend. Jackie Stahl and the White Russians. Gentlemen, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Yep.
It is so good to hear you. It's about to be very good to hear some music from you. What do we hear first?
Oh, we can. We're gonna play something new that I've been working on. So, joining me today is one of the White Russians, Bernard Staples. The rest of the guys are in such demand that they're jet setting along the countryside.
And you're holding down the home front.
So yeah, you know, waiting for some of them cats to get back.
But, well, we want to talk all about that.
Yeah.
Definitely get into that. But let them hear what you do so well.
All right.
I went to California and New York.
York City too. I did some time up north and the Blue Bayou. And everywhere I went, it became evident that no place ain't no place without you. I'm not gonna pine, not this time. I'm gonna make you, baby, make you pine, not this time. I'm gonna make you mine.
Yeah, Bernard Staples on the harp, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Staples. Thank you, Mr. Stahl.
How's that piano sounding there?
Sounding very good, sounding very choice. Sounds like there's somebody talented and passionate about it behind it.
That's the idea.
It's good to have you back. It's good to have somebody who is just in love with the music. I mean, people, Jackie Stahl, the White Russians. We don't have the full band in today. We have two gentlemen, but whenever you get the chance to see them, you must, because for them, it's all about the music. There was never a plan B, but they studied it. They know this stuff inside and out. They can talk about chords, but today I got them talking about themselves and what they've been doing right, such as new music.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I say new music, it's a new album anyway.
Yeah, well, we talked about Use, which was a 5-song EP. I don't know, it's been out for a little while now.
Right.
And, you know, the way things go, once we did the record, my mind, you know, I'm already thinking about the next one, you know. So we made that record because we were tightening up the band. We had a regular gig, and the band was getting together quite often, and it was the Electric Band, you know. And we played some rock songs in there, and we souped it up, and we recorded that stuff. And that's why we decided to put it out, because the band was just sounding good, and it deserved to be heard, if you will.
Capture that moment in time.
Yeah, yeah. And Max Bauhoff's been drumming with me for the last, I don't know, year or so, and he headed up the project. He engineered it.
This was like a break-in for him, wasn't it?
You know, I think kind of, yeah.
And
I don't know what else, you know, what else he... I know he's know him as a drummer mainly, but he got real hands on and we let him go with it, and he turned out a nice little product, if you will.
I've just been reminded we did
Max
not.
His pedigree. I mean,
yeah, right. Yeah,
he's a son of a well traveled music scholar and guitar player, Paul Carey.
Yeah,
and so he grew up in a music family, and. Didn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Forgive me for interrupting the flow real quick, but I was just reminded we did not introduce that last track by name.
Oh.
So let the people know what they're hearing, so they know what to look for when they find that one that moves them the most.
Sure. Now, this, you can't find this one yet because we haven't recorded. This is what's coming up, but that one's called Want to Be.
Want to Be.
Yeah.
And so that's just part of... the archive that will be.
Yeah, that's what's coming up, and that's kind of a, you know, a little gospely maybe. You know, I don't know where you could peg that in there, but it sounds, I like the way it sounds, and it feels good, so.
They give me a whole bunch of genres to pick and choose from, and they don't have one that says Americana on here. They don't have one that says Motown folk soul, but.
I know where you're going with that, and I come across that myself. Now, when I put out my first record, I went through the due diligence of getting it up and available, if you will, you know, on the internet, to all the iTunes and all the right spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to answer questions, and the question is going to be genres. And so you scroll through looking for your genre. You know, now wait a minute. You know, nobody puts baby in a corner. You know what I mean? Like, what do you want me to do? You know, I'm just going to be this. I'm just going to be that.
How many of you out there know that reference? Okay.
And that's how I ended up kind of coming up with my own thing, the Dirty Americana, because the Americana music, as far as I'm concerned, is roots music. It's going to be anywhere from country to R&B. It's going to be pretty broad.
Pigeonhole you, will they?
Yeah, exactly. You know. So how funny is genreification?
And the people you sit in with on the regular that you play with, let's get back to talking about that when we come back.
Yeah.
Let's give them another taste of what we're talking about. We got a few people here who may never have heard you before.
Okay.
As another DJ says, punch them in the face with it.
Give them some. All right. Let's do a song called Girlfriend, and that's off the first record we did.
Thank you, Stone, by the way.
Yeah.
Girlfriend,
yeah.
From Jackie Stahl and the White Russians, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Girlfriend, Jackie Stahl and the White Russians. Fellas, you got to win some hearts and get some people snuggled up when they come to see the show and you start putting that on. That's definitely, I love it when it's touching. And you know, you just get in this. We got this vibe going today, the two of you. This is different for you, for me, anyway, seeing you. And tell us some more about this gentleman to your right. I'm, like I said, some of you out there know Jackie Stahl by name. Jackie Stahl and the White Russians. This is his venue, his show. But let's introduce the people who are putting the flavors with it and making it sound even more flavorful.
Yeah, right.
Talk to us.
Today, I've got my spiritual advisor and harp player, Bernard Staples.
Mr. Staples.
Hey, hi, how's it going?
How do you do, sir?
Great, thank you.
Glad to have you aboard. Tell us a little bit about you.
Harmonica is my instrument. I've been around Detroit for all of my life. It's now 50-some years. Mm-hmm. And harmonica's been pretty much my primary instrument. Played through many projects. Currently, Jackie Stahl and the White Russians is one of the primary ones. I'm recent addition to the long list of contributors to the Jackie Stahl and the White Russians project, and very glad to do so. Some of these cats are really extraordinary players, and some of the excitement that can occur at any one of the shows is really part of what makes live music exciting for me, special for me.
Yeah. And you guys, being as knowledgeable as you are, can change things up on a dime and take it where you want to. And that's one of the things that I respect about you as a musician, all around consummate, and on the stage, behind the stage, supporting other musicians. We just had one of those musicians last week, no less.
Yeah, who's that?
Jennifer Westwood.
Oh, Jennifer and the Jennifer and the Handsome Devils.
And the Handsome Devils. Yes. And you're one of those quietly handsome devils, I understand.
Well, it's I played drums on the record that they just put out. They had the release the other night at Northern Lights Lounge. Had a big party for it. It's a good record. You know,
all right then.
Not just because I'm on it, but it's pretty good. You know,
I was glad to get hip to who she was last year. Mr. Boatwright does bring in some very talented people, does he not?
Yes, he does. He definitely does. They're getting ready to go trampling across the countryside as well, and supporting that record they just put out. I think it's called "Greetings from This Town." I think is the
there we go. Yeah, there we have it.
So, but and we. Like I said, I played drums on that. We did that over at the Sound Shop Studio. Josh Ford, Motor City Josh, he recorded the drums anyways. And then they went down to Tennessee and did some stuff on the record stuff. I don't know how they finished it up, but I know that's where it started.
Now, speaking of all this inter-family group support thing going on right here in Southeast Michigan, that's a big thing with you guys. Like I said, Bernard coming in now, but you have this fluid White Russians. You can change the recipe on that drink and still knock them out.
Well, that's the idea, you know. And since I began this project, I've had just a great list of musicians that were willing to come and work with me one time or another, or in one way or the other. And ultimately what that says to me is, like, I've got a lot of support from my peers in the community as a musician, and if you play and you like to play, you end up playing with just about everybody around, you know, that'll play with you anyways. You know, it's a cool thing.
Respect the music, respect the people playing it.
Yeah,
out and
live music is still a rare thing. You know, you after all these years, you figure it would be commonplace, but you still can't always find it as much as you know.
We want some venue owners to respect the people who are the reason people get up to your venue. We love what you have to serve, and we love the big TV screens, but we could save a lot of money doing just that at home.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Well,
you know, speaking of which, venues and cool places that are supporting the music, there's on Mother's Day, I'll be at a place called Tom's Tavern, and I'll be supporting the Honky Tonk Sunday thing that's been going on for years here in Detroit. They used to do it at Club Bart for a long time, and they're moving it over to Tom's. This will be the third week, and it's a good time. You need to get down there if you can. If you don't know about Tom's Tavern, that's a whole nother thing.
Now, what time? Do you know what time?
7 o'clock.
And but this thing will be going on. You're one of many.
It's every other Sunday. They're doing a honky tonk. They call it Honky Tonk Sunday. Is that right, Bernard?
Honky Tonk Sunday at Tom's Tavern. The backing band is kind of like a list of honky tonk who's who in itself. You've got John Holk is a pretty regular mainstay of the I think they've got it. Six are the mainstay of the band. Matt Stahl on a minimalist drum kit. We've got Jared Champion with some of his vocal stylings and piano work. Upright bass by J.D. Mackinder.
Yeah. J.D. on bass.
Mr. Champion.
Dylan Dunbar on guitars.
Yeah, and Jason Portier, handsome.
Jason Portier.
But Jared Champion's a good friend of mine, and he's a fantastic singer-songwriter, piano player extraordinaire himself. We did a record about 8 years ago, and that's one that everybody should get if they can. It's called Sleeps Till Dusk, Jared Champion. I don't know where. I think you could find it in the usual places, but there's another talent right there.
And for people looking for your music, they should be looking where?
Jackie Stahl and the White Russians, iTunes, Bandcamp, CD Baby, Facebook.
But more important, we'll tell them some more about where and when to see you, especially coming up this Honky Tonk venue, Mother's Day, after they get to hear some more of you live.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to do a song here called If Nothing Else.
If Nothing Else, Jackie Stahl and the White Russians, right here.
That's right.
Motor Live Drive at 5.
Mind. Pick yourself up off the ground, you know you still got.
draw thin air.
A little double shot right there from Jackie Starr and the White Russians. If nothing else, and Pink Tattoo. And how we kick that from Jackie Does Love. Is that correct?
That's right.
Because I tell you what, I am going to bounce around the dial of this genre spinner here and put one up as folk, the next up as urban. I've already touched blues because they won't let me type it in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stuck to what we've got. And
well, it's all the blues, really.
Where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
What you grow up with? I mean, you came up with the Motown Beatles era.
Yeah.
And the Zeppelin era.
Zeppelin. Yeah, the first records, there's three, is it was In Through the Outdoor of Led Zeppelin was one of them. The Spinners, with Rubber Band Man on it, and Kiss, Rock and Roll Over. So, and you know, think about it, that Kiss stuff back then, like a couple of those records, they're almost dance records. You know, if you listen to them old Kiss records. But that
Christine 16 makes me want to dance. It really does. That's just one that makes me.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's me. Whatever. But that's a variety, and that's what I've been trying to talk you into being a DJ here at the station between gigs, and we just gotta get them to approve a show for you.
There you go. I like it.
Uh huh.
I like it.
Bernard, where was your background?
Well, I spent many years in a band called the Euphorians, which was pretty much a rock and soul review kind of a band. In that band, I did guitar duty. I was the second guitarist. I played mostly rhythms, but I'd play a lot of like second melody lines or counter melody lines, and harmonica. And we all sang. So there were five people in that band, and everybody sang. So we had a lot of three and four part harmony activity going on, and it was very, very exciting, and it was a labor of love. But in the parts of Oakland and Wayne County where we would play back in that day, we seemed to be favorites of both the bar establishments and the people who would come out and see us. It was a lot of fun, that project. unfortunately, as we get a little older, some of our comrades go by the wayside. It's a frail thing, this life that we live, and so you turn the page. And I found myself loose due to some losses, and now have been reimmersing myself in amongst other projects and other players. And really, I think I'm much better for it. Ultimately, though, it was a really painful transition at first, you know.
Only the passionate need apply.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right on.
So we want to get out there where people will see you, where people will get your music. So we touched on Bandcamp, iTunes, and definitely have it there at venues. What else are you doing? Where else can they come see you? What's coming?
Yeah, we just came off about a year and a half of a regular stint at the Cadieux, and that in combination with finishing up writing songs for the new record is not a big gigging season for us right now. Not a lot of shows, but we do have one a month for the next. Well, and we'll probably do just about that one a month. And we got June 20th at the New Way in Ferndale. We're gonna be there. It's a Saturday night. Ryan Dillahay is going to join us, hopefully with some Miracle Men. I don't know if you're familiar with Ryan and the Miracle Men, but...
Again, another tip of the hat to Mr. Boatwright for expanding my palette.
Yeah. So that'll be a great night down there. And I haven't been to the New Way since it's they changed owners. And thank God the new owners decided to continue supporting live music.
Here, here.
So we didn't lose it. We didn't lose a spot, you know. We just lost. We just gained another music lover over there.
We do not advocate one venue over another, but we appreciate those of you who provide these venues. So don't take this as an advertisement. Just take this as a keep doing the things right that you're doing. And to those of you at the New Way providing these opportunities, appreciation given.
Yeah, keep it up.
All right,
stuff,
there.
Man.
Keep giving Jackie Stahl and the Russians an opportunity to share this love, this passion with us sitting right here, us listening on the other end, and everybody, WHFR and on. So we got to talk about some of these other guys who didn't make it today because they were just in demand, you were saying.
Yeah, well, you know, they... we have Nico Eklund's been playing bass for us, originally guitar player and banjo player on the first record. He took over the bass spot.
Was that an arm twister, or was this like, I feel like doing something different?
It was, in all honesty, we needed a bass player, and Nico said, I got it. And we did a show, and he had a ball. So that's how it's been.
He's an extraordinary musician all the way around.
He is.
Singer, great.
Was this the gentleman that was on that FaceTime call we did?
No, that would have been Milan.
Okay.
Yes. We had a surprise FaceTime chat. How interesting. It was, and that was the first time that I'd ever FaceTimed on my phone, which I thought was interesting.
Okay, but, that's the first time I've ever been butt dialed on FaceTime.
Pocket dialed. Oh, can you say butt?
It's a body part. We're going to keep it there.
So I pocket dialed him. He's like, what's up? I'm like, hey, you know, I happen to be, we were at the Cadieux Cafe for the Mug CD release show. So, I got off track, didn't I?
Hey, we'll do that, and we'll bring it back when we bring it back.
And that's something, that's pretty common for Jackie Stahl. I'll drift a little bit, you know. The guys in the band, they just vamp with it. They're good. They're good to me, yeah.
Follow me, fellas.
Exactly, you know, and they
What's the latest? Are you calling it? I think I heard a great description the other day about the list of collaborators. I think that's what you used in Jackie Stahl and the White Russians. It's so extensive that right now you got a current core group, but
yeah.
But that shifts and
it does. Oh, that's right, and it brings up the rest of the guys.
Yes.
Jason Charbonneau has been playing guitar with me, and cello, which he played on the EP, did a wonderful job. And Jason plays it with symphonies as well as some long hair rock and roll guitar. He's quite the musician. And that's kind of the current group that's been, it's that four piece with Max on drums. But we can name drop all day. Guys like Paul Randolph played on the record. Todd Glass played on the last one. Greg Hansen from the band Bixie Lutz. And if you don't know that, check that out, which is another record I played drums on. And it's great, not only because I played drums on it. It's a really good record.
But it's better because you played drums on it. That's what he really means to say.
Carlton Washington, a blues phenom, busting out on the scene as of late. He played with us down a couple times. And, there's a long list.
James Cloyd.
Oh, James Cloyd. James Cloyd was here with me last time.
Yeah, that's a crazy madman. We share a birthday.
Oh, man. And I tell you, I had a ball playing with James. You know, it was short-lived, but, again, he's in demand. These guys are in demand, you know.
More power to you, James. I reached out to him last time I was sitting in on a blues show on Monday afternoons, and I said, I've got to get some him on. Got some Flying Crowbars on because he was on that CD. Eric Goebel is just somebody that I got to meet here at the station, who Bernard just summed him up earlier. He's like the Motor City's version of Stevie Ray.
I think he referred to his guitar playing as Savage.
Yeah, and that's not my name for him. I think he calls himself a guitar savage, but nobody would disagree.
That's just it. If you can back it up, you can put it up.
Yeah,
it's a Detroit thing too. I mean, you know, Eric represents that Detroit attitude that you come to play.
All right.
You know, you show up to play kind of thing, you know.
Otherwise, sit down.
Yeah, otherwise, you know, maybe just not even bother.
You came to play on Motor Live Drive at 5.
Yeah, of course we did, yeah.
What are we going to hear next?
Well, we'll do a tune that's off of that EP that we put out recently called Used. And this is a tune originally written and performed by a band called Morphine. It's called Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll tail off into some blues from there too. But
we'll fit this one under indie rock or something, as we hear Jackie Stahl and the White Russians.
Yeah,
right here.
We used to meet every Thursday in the afternoon for a couple of beers and a game of pool. We used to go to a motel across the street, and the name of the motel was the Wagon Wheel. One day she said, come on, she said, why don't you come back to my house? My husband's out of town, you know, he's going to the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, and I couldn't really quite relax, cause I was never really quite sure when her husband was coming back. One day she said, come on, she said, why don't you come back to my house? Said my husband's out of town, you know, he's going to the end of the month. I was just so nervous, and I had to sing it twice, cause I was never really quite sure. Hey, yeah. They told her they think they know who you are. Well, the husband's a very violent and jealous man. Now I gotta leave this town, I gotta leave while I still care. Thank you. train number one is gone. I see the train come and go and go and go and go and go. Well, train number two is gone. I see the train come and go and go and go and go and go. Well, train number three has been gone, baby, how long? Must I wait? How long? Must I wait? How long? Must I wait for the Memphis train? I see the train coming and go 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 and go. The Memphis train.
Jackie Stahl and the White Russians right there, starting with Thursday from the new EP. Used, featuring that track from originally by Morphine.
That's correct.
Now, you see, that is just one of those bands that when I first heard them, I was like, wow, just lead two-string bass, huh?
Yeah.
And just, you gotta recognize real punk. And then it's not limited to that. And then they got you making this dirty Americana, keeping Mark Sandman's spirit alive.
Right, I know. Well, the record Cure for Pain, I think, is one of my all-time favorite records, by all means. The drumming on that, and the rhythmic, you know, what's happening rhythmically along with lyrically, and it still has a sense of punk. It's got a little poetic. You know, it's got a lot. What a great, great record.
Talk about some like people who could take their limitations and turn them into advantages.
There you go.
And just, it was like, I'm not exactly Jack Bruce, but I've got something to say and something to share. Somebody else who we miss greatly. I'm not being disrespectful.
Yeah, right. It was just last year.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, there's different, again, we're going back to this word, genres out there. There's flavors to sit down to. You can jump from Led Zepp to the Spinners and still enjoy your meal. So that's why we want to have Jackie Stahl come back every time you got something new, every time you feel like.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
We got a new friend over here now. So
you got a friend. Hallelujah.
Hey, share it with us, man. Share it with us. We're loving it here, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 from the only station making waves, WHFR. Good friends, great music. Jackie Stahl and the White Russians, new EP. It's been out 2 months now. Is it three?
Right. About 3 months.
Used, featuring just some tracks that had sincere meaning to you. You just heard Thursday from Morphine. We have Hair of the Dog from Nazareth, which, folks, if you know the song, and if you don't, bless you, we won't be playing that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, there's...
I'm saying it, now you're talking to me. We won't be playing Hair of the Dog. Got Youngblood from the Coasters here, and Daddy G is not here to share in this. He's moved to Tuesdays. So I hope you're still enjoying our new DJ here on WHFR, Daddy G, in his new time slot on Tuesday afternoons, 2 to 4,
featuring D to the G
50s and 60s classics, but also Big Boss Man. You heard Jimmy Reed and Luther Dixon, and this is the one that opened my wife's eyes when I said it. Personal Jesus. Now, we all know it. You listed here. Give credit to Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
But your flavoring came from Mr. Cash.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, then.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Not taking anything away from Depeche Mode, but it was such a grand departure when Johnny Cash covered Depeche Mode.
Yeah. And, well, you know how I end up doing that song is I was playing with Dylan Dunbar and the Blue Collar Boys, and I think Jennifer Westwood had joined us by then. But we did a show. It was a Johnny Cash tribute show. We did it in Ferndale at the Berkeley Front, and so everyone was picking Johnny Cash songs to do. And I was going to sing one too on the drums. And I was, thinking about all the wonderful songs, but I kept coming back to that one and Johnny Cash's version of that song. And I decided to sing that one. And it turned out to go over pretty darn well. So later on, when the White Russians they adapted it, pretty well.
It's one of those things where we're not taking anything. I came up with Depeche Mode. That's my era. And love them, love their version. But Johnny can take something, could take something, and put his feet in it, and it was his.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like there was just two songs that happened to share the same name and lyrics and chord structures, but
mm-hmm.
almost unrecognizably the same song.
And it's like the same thing, pardon me for this quick departure, I'll come right back. When Willie Nelson covered Coldplay's The Scientist, I don't know if you're familiar with that version.
I didn't hear that.
I'll be sharing that with you.
Nice.
If you haven't heard this, I don't know if you're familiar with Coldplay much.
I am.
Okay. They had a couple records there not so long ago.
The beginning of their career. The beginning. And The Scientist was just one of them, but Willie put his feet in it, rolled it up, did something with it.
Well, Willie Nelson's he's a song guy, and what I mean by that is in the last 10 years as a musician, I've come away from the mechanics and a little bit more, and not a little bit, but now way more into song, and meaning coming up as a drummer and whatnot. You could spend a lifetime trying to get your right hand to do something different than your left hand, and that's part of the training, but it's once you understand songs and how they move and how they really work, then you realize that a good song can drift from genre to genre. It can do, a good song's a good song any way you slice it and dice it, and that's what's interesting about. That's why I did the EP of cover songs, because however we were going to do them, they were going to come across, because that was just a collection of great songs. You can't really go too wrong,
And the very, all the way back to the Coasters,
right? Oh, what a great song, right? The Young Blood. We should play that. That's an A.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to get out your way. Jackie Saw and the White Russians about to do a track from this EP, Used. This is Youngblood on Motor Live Drive at 5.
So I'm standing on the corner, yellow ribbon in her hair. I couldn't stop myself from calling. He said, "You better leave my daughter alone." Yeah. crying. I saw the rising of the sun, and all along my heart was calling. You're the one, you're the one, you're the one, young blood. Yeah, young blood, young blood. I can't get you out of my mind. Yeah.
Jackie Stone, White Russians, from the EP Used, originally performed by the Coasters, interpreted Dirty Americana, Young Blood, right here on Motor Live Drive at 5. So appreciative of your returning to this station. Grace us with your spirits. So good to make a new friend. So good to have talent come in and show what songsmiths are really about. Talking earlier about you being versatile on just about everything but guitar.
Yeah.
Whether you're performing or you're doing your thing to make somebody else sound good, you live for this. I mean, you make a point, hey, come make our sound sound good. You show up for your friends and just the community. That's a big thing.
Right on.
So a lot of bands have a tip of their hat to you, and that's a big thing. Hearing you share about these people you've been working with means you get the call.
Right.
And that says a lot. And that's why we want to tell people, Jackie Stahl and the White Russians, Facebook, Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
Are we tweeting?
We're not really tweeting a lot these days, but... Gmail, Jackie Stahl and White Russians at gmail.com is the contact. You can get a hold of us anytime there.
Book these people,
yeah.
Especially when you really want to turn your event out. Somebody who, you know, I don't want to use the word safe as an insult, but it's just a matter of you make sense, as opposed to some bands could show up and just bang their head and it's loud and aggressive, but you don't feel anything. You're safe in the fact that people will stop their conversation and just get into what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
it's
feel
safe. It's safe to say that the music will come across, you know. Yeah,
and
that's the goal. And that's the goal. That's, you know, that's my starting place, you know.
You talk about your songs being a songster now. Who you write with?
Say that again.
Who do you write with? Is it just you?
I've just been writing alone at this point.
Okay, that works best for you.
Yeah, but you know, when I collaborate with others on their projects, you know, I can certainly have input.
That's a good thing.
The Jackie Stahl material has all been solely mine. I can say. We got a new song that Jason, the guitar player, him and I worked out a progression. So that's a progression. That's a writing credit, if you will, that Jason will share for sure.
Well, we've got time for about two more. This is one of the things that you could...
Well, we're going to play you a love song because, you know, ain't nothing.
Jackie does love.
Go something like this.
I can't refrain from loving you. I can't explain all the things that I do. I think it's a shame the way you do what you do. Sure enough you do. Something new. I rearrange got a tattoo too. Yeah, it's true. Still I can't see. A plane making love to the sky, and all the apples of your eye, the taste of love uncompromised, and all the pretty things you took away when you said goodbye. Still I can't see. To refrain.
Since we're in that key, we got one more for you. We can close her out, eh?
Well, then let's close it on out by saying thank you to Jackie Style and the White Russians for coming in, sharing the music of Used and so much more. Thank you, Bernard, for joining. Thank you, listeners. This has been Motor Live Drive at 5. Stay tuned for Radio Drama after this. Stay tuned for Nigel and the Dropouts next week. Jackie, what are we going out with?
Hey, we're going out with a song called Say Goodbye here on WHFR. I guess it's time to let you go. It's time. Well, I know, like a sign on a one-way road, the sun on the shine on half my soul. I can climb a mountain covered in snow, still not find a feeling as cold. Thank you.
don't be shy. We all getting old. Don't be shy. We all getting old. Just say goodbye before you go. Say goodbye.
That's been Jackie Stahl and the White Russians here on WHFR Dearborn. Come back in 7 days for more Motor Live Drive at 5. Mr. Stahl, Mr. Bernard, thank you indeed.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Paul.
This is Matt.
Liz.
And I'm Travis.
And we're all the Wild Children.
Woo!
And you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Registration for the 2015 spring, summer, and fall semesters at Henry Ford College is now open. HFC's tuition remains unchanged for the rest of 2015. The college offers affordable tuition for students in more than 100 programs. Also, HFC guarantees that no classes will be canceled throughout the semester for students who have registered and paid their tuition. And HFC's tuition freeze guarantee means that any future tuition increase after a student's initial semester of enrollment will be refunded to the student upon graduation. The widest variety of classes and class times are available to early enrollees, and early enrollment allows more time for counseling, financial aid applications, and placement testing as needed. Spring semester classes begin on May 12th. Summer semester classes begin on June 30th. And fall semester classes begin on August 27th. To learn more, call 313-845-6403. That's 313-845-6403.